I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. At the Constitutional Convention of 1787, the subject of electing the president was the very last issue to be resolved. The delegates wrestled with two concerns. The first concern was fear of the presidency morphing over time into a new monarchy. The second concern was a general, but not universal, belief by the delegates that the citizenry was too far flung, and thus likely too poorly informed to make a good choice for president. Most delegates leaned toward having the Congress elect the president, but that raised the concern of making the president a creature of the legislative branch, thus compromising the separation of powers. James Madison believed that the states should elect the president, and he sketched out what would become the Electoral College. He wrote, "Each state shall appoint in such manner as its legislature may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and members of the House of Representatives to which the state may be entitled." Today, in every state in the Union, that manner of appointing electors is by popular vote. What happens to your company if you or a top member of your team dies unexpectedly? The likely answer is your company will suffer financially. That's why your business coverage isn't complete without Keyman Insurance. Before your next renewal, make an appointment with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional to learn more about this important coverage. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.